This first song is called Fooba Wooba John, and it's a nonsense song, which might be true of most of the songs we sing. Softly go to sea, Fooba Wooba, softly go to sea, Fooba Wooba John. Softly go to sea with a banjo on his knee.
Hey John, oh John, Fooba Wooba John.
Fooba wooba, fooba wooba.
Saw a rat chase a cat.
Fooba wooba John.
Saw a rat chase a cat all around a lady's hat.
Hey John, oh John, fooba wooba John.
Saw a snail chase a whale.
Fooba wooba, fooba wooba.
Saw a snail chase a whale.
Fooba wooba John.
Saw a snail chase a whale all around the dinner pail.
Hey John, oh John, fooba wooba John.
Fooba wooba,
fooba wooba.
Saw a pig dance a jig.
Fooba wooba,
fooba
John.
Saw a pig dance a jig coming down his yellow wing.
Hey John, ho John, fooba wooba John.
Saw a bee go to sea.
Fooba wooba, fooba wooba.
Saw a bee go to sea.
Fooba wooba John.
Saw a bee go to sea with a banjo on his knee.
Hey John, ho John, fooba wooba John.
Saw a bear with curly hair.
Fooba wooba, fooba wooba. Saw a bear with curly hair. Fooba wooba John. Saw a bear with curly hair rocking in a rocking chair. Hey John, ho John, fooba wooba John.
Yeah.
the blacksmith shop to have her mouth made small. Opened her mouth so big and wide, swallowed blacksmith shop and all.
Running around, I took a park, running around, I say. Running around, I took a park, I ain't got long to stay.
Now listen to Cousin Thelma saying, I'm going to tell you a tale. And I'm a truth teller. And I didn't come all the way from Pittsburgh to tell you any lies. All the lies are sifted right out of what I'm going to tell you. But I was the cook one year, some time ago, at Tony Beaver's lumber camp. That's in West Virginia, not too far from Pittsburgh. And that year, it just seemed as if everybody in the camp was full of spite and meanness, and they were all sour and mad at each other. And Tony Beaver was trying to figure out a way to get the camp feeling good again. One day, he went out in the woods very, very early before the sun was up, and he started to think about it, and he saw a little dewdrop lying on some moss, just an ordinary little dewdrop. But just as he was looking at it, the sun came up, just glimmering up over the hills, and it hit that little bitty dewdrop, and Tony Beaver saw that that dewdrop was just pearly, with a rainbow in it too, and looking as if it knew more than it was aiming to tell. And he saw that he was looking into the heart of creation. And just then, he thought he heard some music coming down the hollow. And that's why I want to tell you about it, because here we are in a hollow with music and dancing all going through the hollow. Well, Tony called out, "Fiddlin' Jimmy." And Fiddly Jimmy, he came running because he wondered what Tony Beaver wanted. And Tony said, "Why aren't you at work? Why are you fiddling?" And Fiddling Jimmy said, "I've been at work. I wasn't fiddling." "Well, I heard you," said Tony Beaver. "I heard you just a minute ago, just as the sun was coming up over the hills, and I was looking at that little bitty dewdrop." "Oh," said Fiddling Jimmy, "you better look out, Tony Beaver. That's the big music that you heard. And if the big music comes busting through here, there's no telling what will happen next. It just might blow us all apart." "Well, I don't care if it does," said Tony Beaver. "Maybe that's what we need in this camp, to just lift us up out of ourselves and make us all friends again. I think I'm going to call all the boys out here to the hollow in the morning, and I'm going to get them to look at a little bitty dewdrop just as the sun comes up, and maybe the big music will come in and just lift us up out of ourselves." And that was what he did. He got us all down there in the hollow in the morning before the sun came up. And he found a little dewdrop and he said, "Now you all look at that." And we all looked. And the sun started to glimmer up over the hills. And Fiddlin' Jimmy was standing at the top of the hollow. And he was all sort of stretched up on his toes and ready to play his fiddle. And we were all very, very quiet just as the sun came and hit that little dewdrop, and it just burned right up into the sky and was gone up into the sun. And all at once, the stillness just burst open inside every one of us. And Fiddlin' Jimmy yelled out, "It's coming! Great day in the morning, the big music has busted through. And it had. We could hear it coming down the hall right then. All kinds of wonderful tunes. We could hear My Old Kentucky Home. And we could hear Beautiful Dreamer. And we could hear Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, all mixed up with a lot of other wonderful tunes. And it started to just come down like a great river in a torrent, right down the hollow. And you know what came after it? There was the palings of a fence dancing along just this way and that way, and a haystack waltzing around and around, and trees starting to come up out of the ground and waving their branches and dancing along the holler. And then all the fellers took partners, and we started dancing too, and the ones that couldn't find partners, they just danced by themselves. And I want to tell you, there was a little crippled boy that used to hang around the camp, and he came up to Tony Beaver and said, "Take me, Tony. I want to dance too. I want to dance." And you know, Tony took him by the hands, and that little feller just outdanced the whole shooting match. And there was Fiddlin' Jimmy standing in the middle of all that great, wonderful river of music and fiddling away fit to kill himself. And all at once, here came the most wonderful tune of all, with some blue notes right in the middle and some pink notes way up on top and some gray ones down below. And it was Way Down Upon the Swanee River. And when Fiddlin' Jimmy heard that, he said, "Here I am." And he just jumped right into the heart of it, and on down the holler he went, and we never did see him again. But in a minute, all of the little tunes lined up on each side of the hollow, and all the dancers too, and that great, big, wonderful tune, Way Down Upon the Swanee River, swept on out. And out of some kind of a hole, I guess, and the hole closed up behind it. And everything was quiet, and the fence settled down, and the trees settled down, and we all stopped dancing. But we all felt stretched up, bigger than ourselves and better than ourselves. And I don't want to forget to tell you that that little crippled boy said, "Tony, look at me, Tony. I can walk. I can walk." And he could, because the music had straightened him out, and he was just as limber and free as any of us. So that's what happened in Tony Beaver's camp that year. And all I want to say is, if you hear the big music coming, you just dance to it. You can hear it coming all the time, right through this hall.
Thank you. for coming all the way from Pittsburgh to tell us that story about the big music. And now...
Last night, Cousin Thelma asked me if I ever had a freight train come by my place. I told her, yes, I have one come through my house right about 2 a.m. every morning. On account of that, I got to know him pretty good. And here's a song about a freight train that would be real appropriate about 15 miles from here. It's called Bringing in the Georgia Mail. Here, which is sort of a nasty song. Don't clap yet. I'm going to have to get retuned here. I told Cousin Thelma last night I had about 15 tunes on the guitar. Right now it looks like about 51. This is one of them right here, and I'm going to have to change some of these keys right here now for you. Like I said, this is a pretty nasty song. This is a song about a guy whose girl's going out to get something better. Namely, that good old Red Mountain wine. And that's what she's after right now. And he's been telling her about that. Trying to find her. Sober up.
Yeah, now, hey, hey, baby, what makes you look so fine? Hey, hey, baby, what makes you look so fine? Yeah, I think you've been a-drinking much that Red Mountain wine. Tell me, them, baby, what makes your eyes so bright? Tell me, them, baby, what makes your eyes so bright? Working out of this town. Yeah, you got to go south, baby. Go left and right. And if you don't quit stop me, I'm staying here all night. I say now, hey, hey, baby, what makes you look so fine? Yeah, I think you've been out drinking. What's that Red Mountain wine? Let's go
You've been drinking from the bottle, baby, drinking from my glass. Yeah, drinking from the bottle, baby, drinking from my glass. And if you don't cut out that group, you're gonna fall down with a crack. Yeah, the way you're going right round, you're falling on your head. You listen to my baby and remember what I said. I sit down, hey, hey, baby, what makes you look so fine? Yeah, I think you've been a-drinking too much that Red Mountain wine. Yeah! Yeah, I think you've been a-drinking too much that Red Mountain wine.
Ragtime tune called Ella Speed.
Thank you. sun goes down and you can get around without help,
ago, I went back to my hometown and visited my folks, and I got the inspiration to write this little song. It's entitled Bluntstown Blues.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
the way, this is a harp guitar here that Dick is playing.
Okay, that's good.
I just want you to know, if you come back again, we'll treat you now as we will then. I just want you to know that you need not pretend, and that I'm your forever love. If you're ever feeling down and need a pal, you can come back to your forever loving friend. You can come back to your forever loving friend. You can come back to your forever loving.
The show. Yeah. You're the people who help us keep it alive. The traditions of our great country as they were lived yesterday and today. And it's a wonderful thing to see these young people writing good, catchy songs. I asked Bob about that last night. He said, well, Cousin Zelma, it's very simple. Time will tell. We'll test them. And if they're good, they'll live. And if they aren't good, they'll pass into oblivion. It's as simple as that. Now, let's welcome the Black-Eyed Pea and Hog Joe Chowder and Martin Society from down St. Leo College today, that Ed Fleming is the leader. Welcome, Peyton.
Thank you. First, I have to apologize to Cousin Thelma for not appearing in our costumed uniform. Come on up, girls. Come on. But last night, you recall, just as we went on, we got rained out, and we got soaked right through to the skin, and our Big Ben overalls haven't got dried out yet. And that's why we're dressed like sailors.
Well, look here, I have a double bubble oven. He could have come and dried out in the oven this morning.
Well, I was thinking of it, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a little history about Florida. Back in about 1886, there was a colony of Germans who moved down in South Florida at a little town which is now San Antonio. And you know that Florida is made up of many such communities. Dunellen with the Scots, Mazar Town, the Poles, Tarpon Spring, the Greeks. And in this little community, these happened to be German Catholics. And they got down there and they had no priest. So they sent up to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and the only priest they had available was a Benedictine monk who could speak German. Benedictine, you're all familiar with Benedictine and Brandy. These are the same monks. And they went down there as the priest, or this man went down as the priest to the group. And he must have been quite a man because he started with his flock, and within a year, he had gone up to the legislature in Tallahassee and chartered a college, St. Leo College. At that time, the University of Florida was the only other college in the state, and it was known as the East Florida Seminary. And this little school, although it had its charter as a college, went along as a prep school. And then it became a junior college, and now we graduated our first class as a four-year college. And I think this gives us the record of being the only college in Florida that took 78 years to graduate its first class. But it's down there. And we have, of course, incidentally, girls, it would be a paradise, 800 boys and 400 girls. This is a good ratio. The boys complain, but we get no complaints from the girls at all. It's down in the Rolling Hills. If any of you'd like to come down and see what the monks built, I think you might enjoy it. Well, that's my commercial. Now we have a group. Where are they? Get up here, y'all. Come on, come on. This group, as I said last night, is the Good Luck Society. Any of you who are from Florida or the South know that if you want good luck, you have black-eyed peas and hog jowls on New Year's Day, and you'll have good luck the rest of the year. And so that's why we called our group the Black Eyed Pea and Hog Jowl Chowder and Marching Society, because we wanted a long name for good luck. Let me introduce, this is not a student. This old pot-bellied man over here is not a student. This is Cy Sopkin, our harmonica virtuoso, a virtuoso, or whatever he is. The two girls hiding over there, the shy ones, that's Talon and Mickey. Over here is Sheila and Robbie. They're all part of our family down there. So we're going to start with the speed demon here in just a little medley of harmonica backed up with the guitar. Si? See if I'm with you, man. Sheila, who happens to be my daughter, and Robbie over here, who is almost a daughter. I don't know what they're going to sing, but here they are. Go.
It's an old folks song. I know all of you know it. It's called Kumbaya, and we're hoping that if any of you all know the song, that you'll sing along with it. Ready?